Thank you for calling Nicotia. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hey, my name is Dan. I'm calling from the Coming Home Depot store 0134. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I am calling to follow up on an install that was supposed to happen yesterday. Just kind of got some questions about it, if I can give you a PO or whatever you need.
Okay, the PO is fine.
PO is 3440-1074.
And the store number was 0134?
Yes, ma'am. 0134.
Thank you. I'm going to place you on the repo while I go ahead and locate it.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you for the hold, sir. Could you verify the customer's name, address, and email?
Yes. The customer's name is John Kanet. That's K-A-N-E-T. Let's see. His address is 1570 Horseshoe Creek Lane, Cumming, Georgia, 30041. Let's see. And what was the other thing you needed?
The email address.
Let me see here. Just don't know if he has one on file. john.canet@gmail.com.
Thank you for being found that information. And this mm-hmm. is for a double wall oven?
It is.
Okay, so it shows here on the notes, customer needs cuts over the top of the oven in order for it to fit. The customer will need to have the cut cabinets cut out, cut to remove the oven and that it would need to be rescheduled before the customer is rescheduled.
Okay. So the customer kind of gave me some insight as to what happened when the measure tech went out there to do the work. And I understand that they can't always tell certain things when they go out and do a measure, but according to his wife, because she was the one who was there, he said he basically looked at the spot and said, yep, these ones will fit and these ones won't. He didn't take a tape measure to the wall, said that this cabinet inspection wasn't really very thorough. And he's a little concerned that maybe this could have been caught had they maybe done a little bit more looking at it instead of just kind of standing back and saying, yep, these will fit, these won't. So I don't know if there's anything that can be done at this point because the customer, like, needs this done. And it's, I don't know, he's a little frustrated at this point.
Okay. There's nothing else listed other than the cabinet. So I'm not sure if it could be done due to, you know, that the cabinets needs to be cut to actually for it to be able to fit.
I mean, if they had actually inspected the cabinet, would they have, and I know that the wall oven's in the hole, right? So would they have even been able to tell that the cabinet was, or that the wall oven was in there really tight if they had even inspected the cabinet?
It shows here, it says, XPO does not uninstall the appliances at the time of the measure. Therefore, XPO installer would have known the old oven was jammed tight in the space.
Gotcha. Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry. Tammy, I'm on the phone with a customer issue. I heard your page. I'll be back there in a few minutes. All right. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir, and it says that XPO will not remove an oven due to liability of damaging the cabinet.
Yeah, and I get that. Now, I guess my other question would be is if they're willing to cut cabinets for an install, because I know that sometimes cabinets do have to be cut, they won't cut one to remove one?
No, sir, they won't.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to make sure I have all the answers. Sorry, I'm not trying to be one way or the other. I'm trying to make sure I have all the answers so when I call him back, I can let him know what you guys can or can't do. So, okay.
Yes.
Well, I will. I'll give him a call back and let him know, and we'll see what he wants to do.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist with today?
No, ma'am. I appreciate all of your help and information.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.